surely not everybody was kung fu fighting. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
This bill is in step forward, close to gun control, period, to disarm the American people, period. What I'm interested in know, what is behind this? They come here in those dog and pony show and try that they're going to protect people. You're going to protect nobody. I want to know what is behind it. Do you know what is behind it? The problem that we have in this country with this Marxism. Marxism is not coming. Marxism is here. Marxism has been in this country for quite a while. And the politicians allow that because they are ignorant or they are part of the plot. Don't sell me this. A very powerful man tried to sell me this 50-something years ago. I didn't buy it. Do you think I'm going to buy it now? After pushing 80 years? This is Marxism. Plain and clear. With everything. Communism, socialism, humanism, I heard that too in my native country. They put this dog and pony show saying, hey, we're going to protect you. No, what they did was enslave a country. They destroyed a country in the same way that this country is going to be destroyed if we continue in this time.
Wow. I love that. That was a gentleman at a city council meeting, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that was in Washington State, but I can't remember.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah. Former on the communism that he incurred,
yeah. You know, that he escaped from.
And he escaped it, yeah, and was calling it out at a city council meeting. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Glad that you're on board today. I got so much to talk about. Wow, and a lot of local stuff too. Also, we'll have Dr. Pesta, and I want to expose the new Project Veritas video that's very telling about Google. And, you know, we have a choice. We have a choice on where to search for stuff online. So, with that said, we'll cover that and just a host of issues. And then when we get to the final hour, I want to talk about some drills going on and a court decision that was very interesting, a court decision on gun crime. So we have a lot. And Uncle Milty joins me on a Monday. How was your weekend?
It was wonderful.
Wow, wonderful.
Wonderful,
that's
wonderful.
Not an adjective you use a ton. That's great. Good for you. I had a I had a weekend of my Facebook blowing up. Funny how that happens.
Well, it only happens to people who are mean.
Yes, apparently. Apparently, I'm mean. You know, when you oust a budget and you call attention to it, boy, get ready. Get ready for the fallout.
You made a big deal out of a little increase.
A little increase. I mean, my gosh. I remember, let me just preface this just a little. St. George, okay, usually right around 80,000 people. Right, give or take. Okay, give or take on who's giving the numbers, because it can be 78 to 86. It kind of depends on who's delivering the numbers and what kind of numbers they're looking at. Are we talking full-time citizens? Are we talking snowbirds? I mean, it really depends. With that being said, I want to talk about the budget from 2 years ago that was passed for actually 2016 to 2017. And it was $195 million. And I remember getting on the radio and saying, oh, my gosh, we're at $195 million. Now, this was just a few years ago, okay? And they said it was because of their anticipated trend of moderate growth to continue and address community needs related to public safety and infrastructure. And so what they did was the budget was based on a projected 2.5 to 3% population increase over the next 12 months. And so that's how they got everybody to buy into it. And then they said they were going to increase, they said a possible 3.4 increase in sales tax and a 2.5 increase in property tax. And they said these two sources of revenue make up the bulk of the general fund. And then they said, based on current major projects, we get to hear that a lot. We have projects, Kate. They're projects. Okay. Projects and forecasts from local and state officials. Next year, this was from our old city manager, Gary Esplin, that was in about 100 years. Next year, we're going to see steady growth in all areas. Okay. And he said there's no tax creases outlined in the budget, but a possible water crease is on the way. Did that happen? Yeah. Anyway, so they said major projects included fire trucks and let's see what else, $2 million in equipment for the new trucks and $1.8 million for improvements and equipment at the St. George Regional Airport and $1 million slated for the city's new fleet services building. That's all they really wanted to talk about. They didn't want to talk about the whole bulk of the $995 million. And so they also said that the pending budget recommended $200,000 to go to construction of new facilities and more fire stations and capital projects in the budget, right? So Sand Hollow, Worthen Park, improvements to Town Square, additional parking at Pioneer Park. And this is what Esplin said. He said, I feel good about this budget. I feel it meets the needs of the community. I feel... Yeah, I want to tell you what I'm feeling. I feel it meets the needs.
That was just before Esplin left, wasn't it?
Yes, yes. Yeah. So they went to this. They went to this $195 million, and this was considered a really big deal at the time, because it was. It was a big deal.
It was huge.
A year later, they actually upped that even, and they went to $218 million. Okay, and they said it was because of the continuing growth and projected increases over last year, and the tentative budget was adopted by the city council. Of course, not a no vote among them because they don't know how to vote no. Can I please say yes? Thank you. And so the draft of the budget was open for public review, right? And it said it just helps us go forward. And the they also said that the city's growth would continue around 3%, and sales and property tax for the current year were estimated to be around 5.6% and 6% respectively. And they said the budget itself was based on estimates of growth and sales tax revenue of 5%, property tax 4%. And they went on, and they said the expansion of Dixie Regional Medical Center and that's kind of interesting, isn't it? And then they said no tax increases, but this is a very historic amount of money. They had never gone this high before. And they said, a possible increase in water rates again. Okay. And then they said we have to have more patrol cars, new ones, new motorcycles, new paid parking system, purchase of snow removal equipment for St. George. I'm sorry. Wait. Back it up. $1 million for the new paid parking system and a purchase of snow removal equipment? I thought it snows here once a year.
Yeah, but you see, here's the
deal. Like for 5 minutes.
If you want federal money, there's certain requirements. And one of them is that you have to have snow equipment removal. Snow removal equipment.
For the snow that melts the second it touches ground?
But you still have to have it.
Uh-huh. And we have to have it in the form of like $400,000, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right. And we have to store it and everything else, I'm sure, right?
And maintain
it. Well, yeah. My gosh. We've been missing out. So they actually said most of it was in relation to public safety. And then also a capital projects fund and just all kinds of little tiny things. Not the big bulk of things, but little tiny things along the way. And they said that this was historic. We're now looking, that was $218 million, and that was up from the very historic $195 million from a couple years ago. Now we're at $352 million.
It's not possible.
$352 million.
It's not possible.
I know. Can you be more brazen? Can you? I mean, they might as well have just said $600 million, because what are the people going to say about it? Nothing. Nothing, because you know what? This is the deal. If Americans say, well, the numbers add up, see, look at all of our projects. These are the numbers. See, at the end, all the numbers compute. There's not even one instance of saying, gee, do we have the authority to pay for this and increase everybody's taxes and make everybody pay for this? Do we actually have the authority to do this? Not one question of that. Only a question of, do the numbers add up? And let me explain them to you, because Kate, sweetheart, it's super complicated. you peon can't understand that the budget's super complicated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How come they never talk about the revenues that have to be increased to go along with that $157 million increase?
$157 million. We thought it was bad when they increased it $30
million. Yeah.
I mean,
we ranted for days.
Wow. $150. When I saw those numbers, now here's the kicker. Here's the kicker. We were at, the numbers have actually, depending on what you want to look at, there are places like City Data that actually have us at less people than we were last year. But wait a minute, hold the presses. I thought that it was all anticipated on growth. We have all these people coming here. Kate, we have to pay for all these people. You don't get it. Oh, really? Because I'm seeing that it's pretty much stayed the same for the last 5 years. I don't really see much difference in population. And it's even lower in some respects. City Data says it's lower. Now we're at 80,000.
Most government studies are proven wrong in any given any length of time,
right.
Like global climate change.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, like global climate change. Yeah, so we've actually lessened it by a couple thousand people, but yet that growth. See, it's always anticipated on growth, and all they have to do is say, "Well, we could have this kind of growth." So here's the sales technique: we're gonna manipulate this budget by telling you that this is for growth. It's always for growth. Did you notice a pattern? That's what their caveat is.
But someone in city government said, we actually don't know what the population is, Kate.
Why is that?
Because the only real way is when we do the census every 10 years.
So you can just charge whatever you want based on growth?
So these numbers, we're sure they're higher. but we're not sure exactly what the population is.
Well, how in the world is city data? How do they come up with
numbers? They're guessing.
Down to the actual person.
Yeah.
It wasn't like 80,000. It was like a specific number of individuals. Gee, how in the world did they come up with that? They must be guessing in specifics.
Accurate guessing.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah.
You know, if this doesn't enrage you, I don't even know how you almost double a multi-million dollar budget and then just tell people, sweetheart, it's complicated. You just don't know. You just can't begin to understand the numbers and the amount of projects we have going. And then if you say, well, do you have authority to do those? Well, yeah, they've done them before. That's our reasoning. If they've done it before, that means we can do it now. Why question? Why not just even invent more products that we can have and sell and buy and businesses and keep increasing the taxes on you, even though... And the growth thing is really kind of idiotic because growth does pay for itself. Anyway, that's the excuse, and everybody buys it. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Oh, boy. So much to talk about, so little time. If your car breaks down, if you need something under that hood fixed, the Wright brothers are the ones to go to. Hands down, I've been going to them for 6 years, and they service all my cars. Also, my family members' cars, actually, my father and in-laws and everybody, because they're great and they're honest. And I know when I put a car in, I'm going to get back a straight shooter, and they're going to tell me exactly what's wrong with it and try and save me money, too. And so I always love that. So Wright Brothers is just south of Costco. Make sure that you're going to the Wright Brothers and getting your cars fixed by them. I trust them, and they're good, and they can get your car back to you really quick. So there's nothing, there's just nothing they can't do. So if I were you, if you have something under the hood, from alignment to brakes to transmission, I don't care what it is, fuel pump, whatever. I just went through that fuel pump thing. Get it on down to them and know that you're in really good hands and they'll take care of you. It's a family-run business and they are just really, really good. The Wright brothers. Love those guys. We were just talking about this budget. And I did want to mention last year's budget was over the top. It was, so it went from in the last for proposed 16 to 17, then 17, 18, then 18, 19. And here we're already doing the budget for next year, right? So a couple years ago, it was 195 million. Then it went to 218. That was historic. They called it historic. They said the most historic jump we've made. Then it went to 270, again, calling it historic. And guess what, Uncle Milty? Again, needing new equipment like fire engines or police cars. And I'm going, geez, they list that every year as an expense. Can we seriously be buying that many police cars?
They're hard on them.
Well, they're super hard on them, I guess. 12 months later, I guess they need new ones. Mm-hmm. And then, so it went from 218 to 270, and now we're at $352 million.
It's not possible.
It is mind-bending. You almost can't believe it when you hear the numbers. And guess what every single article said? Every article said it was projected on growth. St. George has not had hardly any growth. In fact, the numbers are lower now than they were 2 years ago by a couple of thousand people, depending on what numbers you want to look at. Apparently, the city council, I guess, have their own idea of what numbers those numbers are. But there hasn't been growth. It wasn't like we went to 125,000 people. We're still at 80 in this particular community.
According to JP,
yeah,
there's been so many building permits issued that mm-hmm. there has to be a lot of growth.
Oh, my gosh. In St. George?
Yeah.
Or in the outlying communities?
You know, that's the curiosity.
Are we factoring growth from everywhere, like as a county?
The whole county, I think.
Because I'm pretty sure St. George is only responsible for St. George.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes a little bit more sense. They had some long discussions about this over the weekend, and people were kind of flabbergasted at what's going on because every one of them say, oh, yeah, and by the way, you're going to see another increase in water. And, oh, by the way, you're probably going to see another tax increase. I think only one time it didn't say that. It said maybe the next time. So we're paying for all this, and where's all the money going? And that's really the big question, isn't it? Where is all this money going? And do they have the authority to do it? They seem to be doing a lot of new equipment repairs, and I'm for projects that they probably shouldn't have been funding to begin with. Now, when you talk about fire trucks and police, okay, but if we're not growing, why did we have last year 26 new full-time employees for the city? Why? 26 new employees. Where is that coming from? To what? To manage 80,000 people? That's it? Are you kidding? I'm astounded at the amount of government. And then now they want a $15 million building to house more government because they just keep hiring and creating new positions.
A plethora of projects.
Oh, so many projects. They can hardly manage them. That's why they need new employees.
Yeah.
A new arm of government every 5 seconds, I guess, to manage all these monies. And then a significant portion's going into the rainy day fund every year. What's happening with that money? Because last go around, it was about $34 million that went into the rainy day fund. That's an awful lot of rainy day fund.
Yeah, $34 million more.
Wow.
That's a bit, you know, it wasn't that long ago when the entire city budget was $34 million.
Yeah.
That's our rainy day
fund. Right. And if we have enough to put that much away in a rainy day fund, why in the world do we keep taking federal funds and going along with those ties, those strings attached?
Well,
why is that?
We were told that it was because they count on that. It covers about 10% of the budget, that federal money.
Ooh.
Well, that doesn't
really?
Math up.
Yeah, it doesn't. The accounting's a little off.
Maybe they use Common Core math.
that would definitely. All right, I'll take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi
Sounds
there.
Like those central planners are at it again.
Oh,
out there, huh?
Well, you know what? Not only that, they just put forth a $2 billion, yeah, I said billion with a B, $2 billion 30-year transportation budget. Yeah, you can't even fathom what they're doing. We just need to clean everybody out. This is just getting ridiculous.
Well, what it boils down to, and it doesn't matter if it's your state out there or our state here in Missouri or whatever, at the end of the day, we need to get these government people out of the way, and let's let the free market decide what St. George or any place else needs.
Exactly.
Amen.
Exactly. And you know what I find? I find a lot of people go, well, at least the mayor answers your questions. Like that's the lowest bar expectation that you can have of an elected official. Hey, they did talk to you, you little peon. You should just be grateful. My mind blows when I hear that kind of stuff.
I hate this stuff when these people, I get tired of these people treating the public like adolescents, and that's what they do.
I know. It's you peons don't know.
It's time we quit giving them all the respect and letting them know that, hey, respect is something that you earn.
Yes.
You don't get it just because you demand it.
Exactly.
And if you're going to ask for a little bit of respect, why don't you turn this around and start respecting the public out there that's paying your salary?
Yep, and not telling us it's complicated. You just wouldn't understand. Your IQ just isn't that high. You just don't get it. So
yeah, I know. Yeah. That's the problem with these people.
Right.
This is what happens when you get people in office and they think they're better than everybody else. And
mm-hmm.
You know, we need to have a groundswell of support for free market ideas, not this kind of stuff where they plan everything.
Exactly.
Because it's the business owners and the people that live there
that
should be deciding what the town needs, not these mm-hmm. people who think that they're better than God.
Thank you. Thank you for that. And see, this is so symptomatic all over the country right now. Thank you.
God bless.
You too. It is. And so listen to this, okay? $2 billion for 30 years worth of transportation. Did you know you were going to get tagged for 30 years worth of transportation because they just want to plan out that far? Here's the deal. 170 projects with an estimated cost of more than $2 billion. More than $2 billion. Guaranteed this is the first phase, and it won't end here. This is always how it usually goes. And then it also covers issues related to congestion, air quality, transportation funding, public transit, among others. And we've done shows on the fact that public transportation has been failing for a really long time. Less and less people are even utilizing it. Yet, $2 billion into a plan to make sure we have it?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Something's crooked, really crooked. I don't even know what to say anymore. $2 billion that they want to plan. And guess what? Long-term planning in an increasing population. That's the byline. That's the line that they're giving. The expected population growth of the county. Do you notice? This is what's wrong with the sentence. Do you notice how every time I've mentioned budget, they say expected population growth? They don't say, hey, we just grew by 10,000 people. We need to go implement such and such.
Mm-hmm.
It's never that way. It's always on anticipated growth because everyone around us just thinks it keeps growing and growing and growing. Those estimation numbers by five counties have never hit the mark, by the way. Just wanted to mention that.
Maybe what we should, let's ask this. Let's, everybody who has increased their family budget by 75 to 85% in the last 3 years,
raise
give
your
us
hand.
A call.
Yeah, I'd love to hear from you. Wow.
Not
and
ringing
so
yet.
I thought the gas tax was supposed to pay for roads. Right?
Well, that's usually what they tell us.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering because I just wondered how they factor in this $2 billion to get us going on this $2 billion.
Well, this is just, they're just telling us how they're going to spend the big increases in gasoline tax that we're looking at to get there.
And, let's see, this is only phase one. We have the Northern Corridor approved for construction over the next 10 years. First phase of construction, two-lane highway, projected to run $58 million. We have a lot of problems with the people at the helm. And I would suggest, please, the last thing I want is a liberal in charge. Or a conservative who actually is liberal. So that is kind of disgraceful because they don't have any idea about proper role of government. But I would actually love somebody that could stand for the Constitution to run for mayor, to run for city council. Please get everybody out. If they're willing to do this to you, the taxpayer, what does next year's budget look like? $450 million? Why not? What's the ceiling? There isn't one. They can just keep charging and keep buying and own businesses and keep their little projects going. And I don't know how many people are supposed to stand for this. I don't get it.
There's no excuse for a budget increase that big over a three-year period. There just isn't.
You can't justify it,
no matter what.
And to say expected growth, they don't have any of that. They can't even say. They can't even tell you. We even grew by 1,000 people. Give me a break. Give me a break. But this is the one I love. Kate, you don't even live in St. George. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I have to completely put blinders on and cease to, you know, you cease to exist to me. Sure. Yes. I can't look at the glaring problems in St. George.
Because you live way over there in Washington City, across the county. And you're used to a government that much better over there locally.
Yes, we have the same problems. They're just not as brazen. We still have the same problems. Get everyone out. I'm serious. This is just ridiculous. And to say that you want to put forth a budget of $2 billion for the next 30 years, who do these people think they are? 30 years? Can you imagine this in a budget in 1950 or 60? We're going to calculate the next 30 years. We don't know where it's going. We obviously, in the past, haven't nailed it, but certainly we can nail the next 30. Are you kidding?
You know, I think what would help a lot would be if the county commission went to a 7-member panel.
Yeah.
Which is legal in the state. We can do that.
Yeah. Why aren't we?
Nobody wants to. They like that consolidated power between three nitwits.
What?
So we should go to 7.
Yeah.
That way, maybe there'd be a little more control.
Yeah. This $2 billion, by the way, that's Washington County, just to make sure I'm saying that, because it's Washington County. Still, the numbers are so low. To incorporate $2 billion plan over the next 30 years is one of the more asinine things I've seen in a while. But, you know, nobody questions. No vote. Nobody contradicts. Nobody says no. Everyone's a yes person. That's why they all made it into office. Be right back in the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Make sure you get over to defendingutah.org. Fantastic stuff going on over there. And they have a great piece on local governments you might want to check out. And what way are we going? How are we dealing with local governments? And what is it showing? And defendingutah.org puts out some fantastic DVDs. Also, how to become a legislative watchdog, what to focus on, how to become a citizen journalist, how to influence Utah politics the right way, because they do play a lot of games, and you kind of have to know what they're doing in order to counteract some of the stuff that they're doing. But they do point out so much. I love defendingutah.org for the work that they're doing, and would absolutely tell you to help them expose those people that are really the enemy to liberty and your liberty, your freedom. It's coming at a pretty high cost through cities and local government and state government. And it's really getting pathetic. As we've demonstrated here just in the last 3 years, look at what happened. $195 million in a budget saying we need new equipment and growth and growth and growth, and we have all this growth. They didn't have it. To today, $352 million for next year? Wow. And they never, ever come back and can actually tell you what growth we actually had. It's just unexpected future growth. And I see a lot of problems with always saying, well, we have all these big projects. Well, it's a lot of those big projects you don't even have the authority to do. End of story.
From 2010 to 2019... the Washington County School District enrollment went up 6,000 children.
Hmm.
That does not add up to a huge, huge population increase overall.
No, but they keep telling us, man, in the next 20 years, we're going to be like double. I'm going, are you kidding me? No, we're not.
6,000 kids with two parents each, and then the people that move here without children. I just don't see that adding up to a big, big, huge increase.
No, I see some fluctuation. I see very, very minimal increase, and to even blame it on an increase when obviously it pays for itself. I mean, they always blame it on growth, but can they truly blame it on growth? I don't think so. So we have a real problem with what we're told and how this is manipulated. And it really is manipulated because they can't really
justify
at all. That's a huge, huge problem. There was a piece written about Washington. And the reason I want to bring this up is because it pertains to local. See, we were just told that that they raised the taxes, even though everybody said no. Okay. They went ahead and did it because they passed through the legislature something that said we had to, or no, that they could.
The state changed the law so that we didn't have to vote on a local increase
like that. Right. Because, you know, when they don't get the answer they want, what do? You go change the law. You don't matter. And you don't matter to them, obviously. Your voice doesn't matter. So they passed this thing, and then the justification was, well, some of the cities favored it. Some of the cities favored it. And some didn't. Well, this is kind of interesting because in Washington State, they passed through really, really horrific gun control legislation. And they said, well, the state wanted it. Well, what they did was they kind of counted out the small communities that said no. The bigger, more liberal cities said yes. And so they actually took that as a big old yes and decided to do this statewide. Well, then the sheriff stepped in. I think it was 22, 24 sheriffs stepped in and said, we're not enforcing that. Our community was very clear, said no, we're not doing it. So I was thinking about that in relation to the new tax. And standing up as a community. Now, this is in the way of gun crime, so it's different because this would be where the sheriffs could stand up and not enforce this legislation. But wouldn't it be great to see mayors that said, you know what? My people said no. They said no to that. Not that everything is democratic, if you will, because you have leadership. That's why we live in a republic. Mm-hmm. But I'm just demonstrating that. They wanted the answer that they got, and they went ahead and did stuff. And these sheriffs said, no, I'm sorry. We're not going along with it at all. And they really are standing up and saying no. Number one, just based on this, I just want to know that our sheriff would stand up in the face of something going on. And, you know, I'm not sure. The other thing is when it comes to these things that we say no to, how far can you go? You know, it would have been really nice to have said, to watch the county say no to that tax. We're not going to do it. Even though you did pass legislation canceling out everybody's vote, we're not going to do it. We're going to stand up and we're going to say no. They spoke and they said no more taxes. Instead, what do? Well, a couple favored it. That means somebody wanted it. We feel better about it. Yeah, do it. I mean, that's the reasoning. That's the reasoning. So, hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Do you remember when the bus system first started in St. George?
Milty does.
It was a long, long, long time ago, and I believe it was done on it. Ran through five counties. I'm not sure. But St. George City really poo-pooed it and didn't like it and ran it down and said how terrible it was. And then, all of a sudden, our gas taxes by mandate, one-third of all gas taxes have to go to public transportation now. Not for roads, but for public transportation.
Yes.
And
yes.
All of a sudden, the city robbed the bus system and took over the bus system and expanded the bus system.
And keep expanding it.
Yeah.
They love it.
Well, one-third of all money has to go there, so we got money coming. We got to put it in there.
Yep. You're right. And then what was the caveat, Milty? What did they say they had to accept it?
Well, the other thing about the transit system is that in order to get different federal designations up the chain, like going from rural community to a different level, like a city and then a major city, a big city,
or a little splash on the map.
To go to those levels, you have to perform certain things. And one of those was to have a rapid transit district.
And another thing is, when we get to that designation, we get to have smog control tests on our vehicles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Isn't that great?
Yahoo!
I know you're super happy about it. Thanks. Really appreciate the phone call. Yeah, that echoes a lot of sentiments out there, I know. And I know people are tired of being treated like peons, too. And, you know, it's just too complicated for you to understand, little citizen. You just don't know. We're making all these decisions for you. We tell you you have input, but actually you really don't. We've already decided half these things. So we'll let it look like you have a decision in the matter. But at the end of the day, even if you vote down something, we're still going to go around you. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I sometimes wonder if this is a ploy by the federal government to raise our local taxes and everything else, because they can't raise, you know, they're kind of locked where they're at with income tax, because they put the carrot out there to say to the, hey, we'll pay for 70% of it. You just have to pay for 30. So then they got to tax people to come up with their 30.
Yeah.
And then over time, here we are, little by little, little tiny cuts, nickels and dimes. You're paying 50, 60% of your income, just like the other socialist dreamlands out there.
Yep, and it still cracks me up that the mayors and the city councils always go, well, the feds are paying for it, as if the feds magically have a trunk of money that they just invented. No, it comes from us still. But what they do is divide it. You know, local pays for this, but the feds are going to come in. And I'm so tired of that explanation.
But that's still my money. That's the whole thing. That's still my money.
I know.
It doesn't, as a taxpayer, it doesn't change it. And, you know, the next thing is, I'll guarantee if you reelect a Democrat or we go with another Democrat majority with the president, we're going to have a federal income tax, sales tax, just like they do in Europe. You're going to have a sales tax based to goes to the federal government, not just state and local.
Right. Thanks. Appreciate the call. Yeah.
No doubt.
I can't disagree with
they
that.
They love that. They call it the value-added tax.
Man, they come up with some doozies. Well, they just call it, I love to be taxed. I love it. Or the slave tax. Why don't we just call them all slave taxes?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's feeling like. And I hate to always have to be the one that, you know, Uncle Milty and I that point this out. Nobody else wants to do it, I guess. We don't have anybody out there going, are you kidding me with this? And so usually what I get is, sweetheart, you just don't know. You just don't know what we know. And all I know is we have an unelected city manager that drives this train. We have a lot of willing mayors and city councils with their yes stamp vote with no courage or backbone whatsoever. And then we have a lot of people out there that don't know what we're paying for. That's the bottom line.
Well, if you want to be sick to your stomach, just go through your budget. And look at all the fees you pay to government, all the taxes, the different fees and taxes on your utility bills, and just start adding it all up, all the little taxes here and that they nickel and dime you everywhere, and you will be amazed at how much it gets to. And it is close to 60%.
Oh, yeah. We have so many line items now for utilities that... I mean, they need a huge amount of paper to send out these bills. That's why they went to online. There's a terrific amount of line items. And there's always the excuse of government, isn't there? You just don't understand it. It's complicated and you don't know the numbers. And let me sit down and tell you. See, they could sit down all day long. Here's the point. And say, well, this is for this and this is for this. And so what's your problem, Kate? What's your problem? Well, the problem is that you don't have the authority to do half of what you're doing. And you keep buying or saying you're buying new equipment every year. Something's not adding up because you're buying equipment for the same people. Give me a break because we haven't grown. So I know we don't. There's no reason last year to add 26 new full-time employees. I know that. And government's so overblown that they actually have to go into a $15 million building now. Instead of reducing government, they want to expand it even further and have some lofty brand new building. Are you kidding? I see an airport that they absolutely failed on, that we're having to redo, that should have lasted at least 25 to 30 years. It's not. 8 years was all they could get out of it.
That the taxpayers have to subsidize new routes.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Because it's such a booming airport, you know, we have to subsidize the new routes.
Yes. The fact that we give money to SkyWest, the fact that we put $5 million into the Electric Theater, for what? Does it actually even make money at all? No. That $5 million is ridiculous. No business could make it work. That's why it was a revolving door for capitalism. And then what do we do? Oh, your business is failing? We, the city, can help you. We have an endless trough of money and new taxes we can put forth every year because nobody's paying attention. So, my gosh, your business fails. We'll jump in. We'll partner. That's basically what they're doing.
Have you ever done an event at the Dixie Center?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Didn't tax money build the Dixie Center?
I'm pretty sure it did.
And yet the fees that they charge us to use it are just astronomical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Astronomical.
We've got city blocks, don't we? We got a lot of pet projects for a lot of people. And then new employees have to man all those projects. And we are honestly, if you really look at it, 80,000 people. Are you kidding me? Talk about too many chiefs and not enough Indians. What are they thinking? Oh, I know. I hate it that I sound like a broken record. I really do. I'm starting to really detest it.
Well, it's just that you don't understand that in the year 3287, it's expected that we might have a couple million people here in St. George.
So, citizen of 2019, you get a pay for it. Lucky you, you won the lottery. Oh, gosh. They are so busy spending money. You know, honestly, we got to get our hands on a 1950 budget. I just got to see the comparison to what we used to spend.
Boy, it's hard to get.
Yeah, I know. What we used to spend money on to today, honestly. You know, if someone out there wants to help with that, that'd be great. We need maybe even 1960. Let's get a hold of a 1960 budget. St. George, and I want to see the expenditures versus the expenditures now and what they think they can do. Like, you know, pickleball courts and dirt tracks for bicycles and what else? Oh yeah, scooters and bikes and that was failed. Yeah, that's right. Because when government does something, it always fails. So the bikes, and I mean, it's endless. I would just love to know what they did in 1960.
I will say this on the scooters, though.
Uh-huh.
I think somebody in private business should look at that, because you see people riding those scooters all over town.
Yeah.
So that may have been a viable business.
Okay, they did. But we actually dealt money to that via another program we did. So it really wouldn't look like we were funding it as a business.
Uh-huh.
So that's how they do it. And that really is disgraceful too, by the way. So yeah, there was a reason. There was definitely a reason that they permitted them to come in. All you have to do is set up another organization to put money through.
Sure.
Yeah. And yeah, scooters are popular. They're fun. Anyway, I'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show with Dr. Duke Festa. You're not going to want to miss this. Project Veritas did a great undercover. This is awesome. We'll be right back. It's scary too. We'll be right back.